Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Cathal O'Sullivan is with me in studio to put a smile in your face. Lots of good news happening. How are you doing?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. I know it's well, good news first for some Irish musicians this week.
I roam alone on the island. I can hear your voice in my mind.
Yes, of course, that is the sound of Amble, Andrea, the Leitrim band, who've kind of made a huge name for themselves over the past year. They've just gone from strength to strength. But in great news for Irish bands, the Media for Arts, or the Minister for Arts, Media and Communications, Patrick O'Donovan, has announced a 500,000 grassroots music venue support scheme. So this scheme will kind of look at music venues around the country that kind of help artists like Amble kicking off their career. So you can apply for a grant between €5,000 and €15,000 to fund a series of events across the next year. So the events have to take place before the 31st of October this year.
Okay.
And it'll cover the costs of like artist fees, crews, production costs, PR, advertising, ticketing, the whole lot.
Yeah.
And the venue has to be 500 people or less. So it's supporting like venues,
small
like
venues, yeah, or pubs that maybe have those kind of, you know, the old fashioned lounge or something, or extra venue added onto them.
Yeah, like in my head, it goes straight to like Kavanagh's in Portlaoise. They're like a great venue for supporting local artists and things like that. Like the Riptide Movement, I remember them playing years ago in Portlaoise. It goes to the likes of Picture This, who like started out in Anderson's in Athy years and years ago, and look where they've gotten.
Yeah.
And the likes of Kingfisher in Limerick or Amble in Leitrim. And I suppose you see more and more Irish acts kind of...
So it's the venue applies for the grant.
The venue applies for the grant, and it has to be... The event has to take place before this October, and the closing date is the 15th of May.
Okay.
So if you're out there and you're kind of own a venue, get involved.
Get involved. Now, I want to know, are you good at this?
Hey. Hey, ooh. Wow, that jacket looks great on you.
Really?
Yeah, the material looks so soft. Oh, hello, Mr. Bicep. You've been working out?
Well, I try to, you know, squeeze things.
Oh. Of course, Phoebe from Friends trying her flirting game on Chandler. How's your flirting game?
Not great. I could only imagine you're a good flirt.
I am.
I mean that in a nice way.
Yeah,
I think that's a compliment.
My friends think I'm a bit of a serial flirter in that, like, I flirt with, like, woman or man.
It just comes
naturally.
Good.
Well, it just comes naturally to me. They're almost like I'd be chatting to my friend. They're like, Jesus, calm it down, Carl.
Really? Right.
But it's just, I think it's just more so, like, not me saying I have charisma, but I just get involved with a conversation. And I think, but my mom, even today, I had it up on the story that I was coming talking about flirting. And my mom said, you're so cocky.
Really? Your own mother said it?
Yeah, she said you're so cocky thinking you're great at flirting. But yes, Tinder have announced a new AI-powered game to assess your flirting skills. So for those of you out there who don't think they're good at flirting, this might be good news for you. So it's with OpenAI, who run ChatGPT. It's an AI bot that you kind of play a game with. You almost match with them and then you start flirting with them and they rate you on how good you are at it before you go on to chat to real people.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, a little bit scary. If you need practice, it's like...
We're only talking about AI there now a moment ago and chatbots, but in this instance, it might be helpful.
It might be helpful, yes. Although a little bit scary, you're scored on a point scale of fire emojis on like how good...
If you're flaming hot at it.
If you're flaming hot, and it's a 3-point scale. They use a deck of cards and the AI chatbot will chat back to you and say whether you were good or whether your pickup lines were good.
Yeah, it'll blow up when it chats to you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think I could maybe win this game.
There's no prize though at the end, Carl.
But yeah, for those of you out there who might need a little bit of help, and this is good news.
Absolutely. Now, this might be, well, something nice, I think, for the Irish diaspora.
He'll be born in Germany, but he'll set foot on Irish soil first.
Yeah, our own little bop-bop baby.
That's it. Oh yeah, bop-bop baby. Very good, Andrea. Well, look, this story just put a smile on my face. I saw it on TikTok going viral. It has over 4 million views. And it's Shauna Bellew, this Irish woman who's emigrated to Scotland. And it's her baby putting its feet into kind of Irish soil. Do you remember the sod ad? It was a Kerrygold advert.
Yeah.
Around 2009. It was called the sod. And it was like, he'll be born in Germany, but set foot on Irish soil first. And Shauna, lo and behold, took Irish soil when she was back in Ireland last year. She knew she was pregnant and she wanted her baby Eliza to set foot on Irish soil first. So it's her basically putting Eliza into the soil, and it's absolutely
so
blown.
She just put it in the bag?
She dug up the soil in her granny's garden, and she did say actually on the way back she was scared security might take the soil off her. But she got
customs
through
in the airport listening.
She got through, and she's living in Motherwell in Scotland, and she got through security, and this video, and Eliza the baby is so cute, and she's just dipping her feet in the soil. She wanted her to set foot on Irish soil first. And the comments on TikTok have people saying they're in Australia, they're in Canada, they're pregnant, they want people to send them soil, they want to go home and get soil, and they just want that little bit of home for their kids.
So she can have her first steps on Irish soil.
I just think it's great. It's
That's
a lovely
cute.
Little
nice
story.
Nice video online. Now, this is the story I was really interested in today. I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes. I'm jumping in my ride. I'm heading out tonight. I'm solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. Solo. So we all should be flying without wings and holidaying on our Todd.
Yeah, absolutely, right. And solo, I'm telling you. So this is a report out today that shows the mental health benefits of solo travel are far greater than you would imagine. Do you solo travel?
No. No interest. Absolutely. Couldn't think of anything worse. That's why I'm so fascinated that this story today is telling me and the rest of us we should be doing it.
Well, if you solo travel more, your flirting might get better.
Possibly, yeah. No. Do you know what? I have maybe one friend over the years has holidayed on her own. Actually, no, two have holidayed on their own. Actually, a girl and a guy have holidayed on their own separately, you know, for either a weekend or long weekend or a week's holiday. It just does not appeal to me.
Yeah, like no, I took a flight last year on my own, and like I was going to meet friends.
Oh, that's different. No, I mean, would you go to Lanzarote now on your own for a week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sun lounger. Yeah, oh, I'd love it. But also, I do love the social aspect of travelling. But you see, like that, I'd be flirting and I'd meet people this flight abroad.
It's not even that. I just wouldn't. I like the company. Maybe
yeah,
I just don't enjoy
I love
my
the
own company
as well. But according to recent data from Emerald Cruises, a 5,000% increase has been shown on Google for searches including best places to solo travel and solo travel tours around Europe. So like it's on the rise, the amount of people increasing this. But as chartered psychologist Dr. Ravi Gill says, it increases our independence, our confidence by 48%, our flexibility and freedom. People say the ability to explore with pace. Like, you don't have to look after anyone. You're just doing it all on your own.
That is, I imagine, though, the one, you know, upside of this. Because when you're travelling with, whether it be friends or, you know, whatever, partners or family members, like, you know, the amount of time you have to spend like trying to take everybody else's suggestions and feelings into account. Like, she liked this and she only likes this kind of restaurant and he won't eat in it. Oh, mother of God. It's insufferable.
Now, people do fear like the unknown, the safety concerns, all that. But Ravi Gill says it's about exposure therapy. It's about kind of breaking the mold and going, trying something new. I definitely do think I might do a little bit of it this year, maybe even a little city break or something like that. And 32% of solo travellers view it as an opportunity to learn more about themselves and personal growth.
A really interesting text from a listener here who says, if I don't holiday alone, I don't holiday at all, which is a very fair point.
Yeah, absolutely. And some people do just enjoy escaping. Like if they're going on holiday, they're getting away from everyone.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you can do what you want. That's the benefit of it,
isn't
it?
Absolutely. You're looking after number one and you're sitting on the beach in Lanzarote.
We should do more of that. Now, finally. No change, I can change.
Andrea, Cruel Intentions. You saw it last night.
I went to see it last night in the
gate.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. Now, I will say this, right? If you weren't a fan of the movie with Sarah Michelle Gellar, Ryan Philippe, Reese Witherspoon,
all three.
Don't go to see it because there's too many references that you like. I just don't think this is a musical that you can dip in and out of, you know, that you could dip into
you could just
if you're.
Go to.
Yeah, there's so many bizarre and quirky references in the Cruel Intentions movie that if you didn't watch it and if you, well, whether you're a fan or not, but if you didn't watch it and you don't know what it's about, I just don't think you'd get it.
Yeah, and was it long? Was it a running?
No, it was quite. I don't know. Maybe 2 hours all in with an interval.
Yeah, that's
with a,
what you
kind
need.
Standard.
I think that's what you need with a musical.
It felt. not going to say it felt short. It felt like the perfect amount of time for me. I hate musicals
that run on too long. Like if they're going on too long, you're just you're
I was really
feet.
Interested to see how they were going to do this, you know, because I've been to some of the now that's what I call a musical or a Juliet or something, you know, where they kind of are loosely based on the story that we know and then incorporate
the songs. Musical,
yeah. So whereas this is like actually this is 100% based. Really, on the movie.
On the movie,
but I'll tell you something. If you love tunes from the 90s, this is the musical for you.
They just have everything in it, don't they?
Yeah, Bittersweet Symphony, Britney.
Sixpence on the Richer, all that.
Everything. Christina Aguilera, there's nothing that weren't singing last night. Absolutely incredible. Cahal O'Sullivan, thanks a million.
Thank you for
having
me.
As always, for bringing us all the good news. Just put a little smile on your face on a Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.